Hello?
Yes, hi, hello, good afternoon. Walter speaking from the Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you?
I'm okay, and yourself?
So far, so good, ma'am. Thank you very much. Have an amazing day so far. Ma'am, I'll be quick, but I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Fantastic. Just to, for you to make you feel confident, all your individual answers are confidential, okay? And your name was chosen just randomly. All right, so.
Okay.
Now, it's a long way off, I know, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote, or are the chances?
Oh, yes, I will vote.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And just to be sure, we're representing everybody, mass, your race, white, African,
white.
American, black, white, okay. May I know your age?
30.
I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Or don't know, do you refuse? Say.
Very liberal.
Very liberal? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of which the country is heading?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have been focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. I will start with making housing more affordable. 0 to 10? What do you think? Do you think
10.
A 10?
10, okay. Yes.
All right. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy? 0 to
10.
A 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Can you elaborate on that one?
Yes, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Okay, so like making sure that it stays legal for people to do so?
Are like the difference of what people say are the concerns, what President and Congress most focus on for each, do you rate on scale 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you, right?
10. It's definitely a 10.
Which they need to focus on. Okay.
Yes, they need to focus on making sure that it stays legal, is my opinion.
Right, 10 is the most important. Now, protect, that will be a 10. Reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
That'll be an 8. What do you think protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
That'll be a 10. Fantastic. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way of Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Now, it is that strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve, disapprove, or the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president? It's what we say. Do you approve, disapprove, or don't know?
I'm 50-50 on it. Somewhat don't.
Okay. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards someone. Some people in our organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and furrowable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfurrowable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. If you have no opinion or what never heard of a prison organization, please say so. I'm going to start with the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. What do you
50.
Think? 0? 50? Democrats in Congress?
45.
What about Joe Biden?
55.
Perfect. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important and somewhat important, and 0 if it's important for you at all. You can use any number, right, between 0 and 10. I will start with preventing, which is underage tobacco use, 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, you said preventing underage tobacco use?
Correct. Tobacco use. Preventing underage tobacco use.
5.
You'll be a 5. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
8.
An 8. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Reducing opioid addiction and dependency? A 10.
Yes, opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. Reducing opioid abuse.
10.
A 10. And banning different tobacco products for adults?
0. I'm a smoker. I don't want them touching my cigarettes.
No worries. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? It is that strongly...
I think the age should be lowered again, but...
Or somewhat support or oppose for this? Although, no, you refuse to respond to this question.
I somewhat. I think they need to lower the age back to 18 because if you're old enough to serve, you're old enough to smoke.
Perfect. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I oppose the ban on it.
You strongly support or strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose the ban on menthol cigarettes.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? It is that much more benefit, harm, or just somewhat more the same? So much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm. Oh, don't know. You refuse.
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm? Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you fit the better approach for the government to focus and efforts on? Prohibition and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost private, or 2, which is harm reduction and approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or 3, do not know, refuse to say.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood that question. Could you repeat that?
When it comes to the tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus and efforts on? Prohibition and approach focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction and approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or don't know, you refuse to say.
None of that sounds appealing. I guess refuse to say.
Okay, no worries. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtual all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening? Now, I'll start with an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned. Not at all. Or don't know?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, I'll continue with more dangerous products floating the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned. Not at all. Don't know.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And third, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Perfect. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. I will start with today's adult smokers comes disproportionately from lower education, and it comes groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. We will should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10. 10 means strongly agree.
10.
10. Number 2, America has, which is a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This parity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws such as marijuana possession to justify why this disadvantaged community should be imprisoned. Banning this product will give which is authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10?
10.
A 10. Okay, and third, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it decreases an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations to make our communities more dangerous. Banning this product will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10, what do you think?
10.
10? Perfect. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, to use support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes or and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. It is strongly supported.
Oppose.
Strongly oppose?
Yeah, strongly oppose the ban.
71% complete. We're almost there. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Is it strongly supported or opposed, or just somewhat? Or do not know?
Do not know.
Okay. And regardless of where do you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? It is much more benefit or harm, less or somewhat more or less? Don't know.
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm? Okay. Now, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? And it is that much, more or less, or just somewhat, more or less?
More, it would be less effect.
Somewhat less willing? Much less willing?
Yeah, somewhat less willing.
Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Let's start with cigars. Have you used them?
No.
No? What about pipe, tobacco?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Soda? Pop?
Yeah.
Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
No.
What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as beef or chew?
No.
Coffee?
Coffee?
Yes, coffee?
Yes, yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Liquor, no.
Liquor, no. What about beer?
No.
Wine?
I don't drink, no.
No, okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for, statical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. 1, 11th grade, high school graduate.
High school graduate.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Don't know.
Single.
Single. Do you have any children 18 years or of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income? Don't know. You're free to say.
Middle.
Middle class? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you or is any member of your household or a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to your household or both? Are you?
Could you repeat?
Is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Okay. Applies responded. Have applies household does not apply. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? You're urban, suburban, rural? I don't know. Do you refuse to say?
Rural.
Okay, we're about to end. We're at 97%. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes? No? Don't know?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That will be all for today, ma'am. Thank you very much. I wish you the best, and thank you for answering all my questions, completing this survey today.
Yes. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Be safe.
Bye.
Totally.